This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. British police say a stabbing attack that left three people dead has been declared a terrorist incident. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
A stabbing rampage in a southern English town has been declared a terrorist incident by British police. Three people were killed and three more wounded on Saturday evening in Reading, around 40 miles west of London. A 25-year-old man, named by security sources Libyan national Kairos Ardala, was arrested on suspicion of murder. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said thoughts were very much with the family and friends of the victims, and that changes would be made to British law if necessary.
If there are lessons to be learned, if there are changes that need to be made to our legal system to stop such events happening again, we will not hesitate to take that action.
That report comes from Reuters' David Doyle. U.S. President Donald Trump relaunched his campaign for re-election with a rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
We begin our campaign, and I just want to thank all of you. You are warriors.
With about a third of the 19,000 seats at Tulsa's BOK Center empty, and six campaign staffers having just tested positive for the coronavirus, President Trump opened his rally by thanking the crowd for showing up.
The silent majority is stronger than ever before.
The crowd was significantly lighter than expected, and the campaign scrapped plans for Trump to first address an overflow space outdoors. Trump blamed the media and protesters.
We had some very bad people outside. They were doing bad things.
Tulsa police reported just one arrest among the pre-rally demonstrators Saturday afternoon. I'm Ben Thomas.
Please go to voanews.com for more on the U.S. presidential election. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.